Admission. I'm slightly obsessed with podcasts. I listen to them constantly, when I'm in the car, cooking dinner, taking walks. What I love about podcasts is that it gives me a way to chew over interesting stories, complex ideas, or deep questions, all while I'm doing something active like cleaning my bathtub. I began wondering last year how I could use the unique format of podcasts in my online courses. This project I've developed is an attempt to do just that, with the added bonuses of, number one, giving students an opportunity to work collaboratively in groups, which the researchers assure us is the best way to learn and is something that is typically difficult to do in online classes. And number two, to practice with a type of essay question, the compare-contrast question, that students will see on their exams in ART 115. I know that on the surface this project might seem complex, but I'm hopeful that once you get started you'll find that it is fairly simple. A compare-contrast essay question asks the student to consider two works of art, usually from different periods or cultures, in terms of their visual style and historical context, and to discuss the similarities and differences between them. During each phase of the podcast project, there are four, you will be supplied with two works of art. Both will be found in your textbook. Each group, I have assigned you to a group, and you can access your group by going to Blackboard, Tools, and selecting the group icon, will be assigned one particular aspect of the compare-contrast question to discuss and answer together. For example, the first compare-contrast I am giving you for week 3 is Robert Campin's Annunciation altarpiece versus Fra Angelico's Annunciation fresco. For the visual qualities, I will ask Group 1 to consider implied depth, Group 2 to consider the setting, Group 3 to consider the way human figures are depicted, and Group 4 to consider the way textiles and fabrics are depicted. For the context, I will ask Group 5 to consider the different geographic regions where each painting was produced and their political situations. I will ask Group 6 to consider the aspects of the economy in each of these regions, and I will ask Group 7 to consider the religious contexts in each region. Your group's particular question will be posted as an entry, submitted by me, in the blog feature within your group. During each phase of the project, different images will require slightly different visual or contextual aspects to be addressed, depending on what is most significant for that phase's pair of images. I will supply a fresh question to the group for each phase of the project. After each group has prepared their materials, the next week's participation activity will be to post a polished, half-page response to the question in the blog. Finally, the person designated as the speaker will use a link I will provide to call in and read the group's answer. The call-in feature of the Anchor software I use is incredibly simple. You can follow the link on your phone and speak into the phone just as though you were talking to a friend. When you are finished, you can hang up. I will compile these answers into a full podcast and publish it for the entire class to hear. At the end of each phase, we will have a complete podcast that fully explores two works of art in terms of their visual and contextual similarities and differences. How exciting! To answer any questions you have, I've created a special discussion forum, Compare Contrast Podcast Project Q&A, where you can go to ask questions or to read answers to others' questions. Best of luck. I am looking forward to seeing what incredible insights you all produce.